How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan, and this is your daily nerd Devo. I really love Star Wars. One of my favorite characters is actually from the Clone Wars movie and cartoons, Ahsoka Tano. She's in other things later on, spoilers. She's in Rebels, and she's also in The Mandalorian. Ahsoka's this interesting character. She shows up at the start, pretty close to the start of the movie, the Clone Wars movie, and you think she's Obi-Wan's new Padawan. It turns out she's not. She's, per Master Yoda's assignment, Anakin's Padawan, something neither she nor Anakin's particularly interested in. But for the length of that movie, and then like, I don't know, five or six or so seasons of Clone Wars, Ahsoka is Anakin's Padawan. You watch her grow into basically being a Jedi Knight, you know, on the verge of taking her trials. And then things sort of go sideways. Ahsoka gets accused of some things. She goes on trial. It becomes this whole mess where no one really believes her except maybe Anakin. In the long run, Anakin proves her innocence. Again, spoilers. But Ahsoka's at this point where she's frustrated. She's fed up. And she leaves the Jedi Order. She walks away. She's over how she was treated, how people looked at her, what they thought of her when they thought she had done something, that no one believed her, that no one, at least other than Anakin, was really even there for her through all of it. And unfortunately, I see it a lot in our lives as Christians, a lot in the church. People who, for one reason or another, have been hurt and choose to not only walk away from the church, but in some cases even walk away from God. They have been hurt, they're heartbroken, they've been, in many cases, even physically or mentally, emotionally abused, mistreated, distrusted, treated poorly because they were perceived as different, whatever it was. I've seen a lot of people and heard about a lot of people who've done exactly what Ahsoka did. They've walked away out of frustration. And I hate it, not just because they're leaving the church, and the church is imperfect, I get it, but because in a lot of cases, they also walk away from God, and that can't fathom not having God in my life. I can't fathom something happening that would push me to that point. It really, I truly can't say I understand. I really don't. Thankfully, I've never had that kind of experience. And I don't know if any of you listening have. If you have, I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry. It is an absolute travesty and it keeps happening. And I really don't know what to say to it other than how we treat people matters in and out of the church. But especially how we treat, at least in this instance, how we treat other Christians, how we treat our brothers and sisters who've accepted the same walk with Christ that we have, matters to such an extent that it's not even fathomable to me. You can't turn those folks away. I can't watch them leave like we watch Ahsoka walk away. But there's something that's interesting to me, and it's maybe the bright spot in this for me. Ahsoka, through the rest of her journey, while she's not a Jedi, Ahsoka is still one with the Force. And I think that's important because even if you've had to walk away from the church, I want to encourage you to look back at God. I think in a lot of cases, he's not maybe who you've come to believe he is because of the actions and deeds of others. He does love you. He does care about you. He is here for you, and he wants to be a part of your life. And I want to beg you, encourage you to give him that opportunity, because it's not what he set out for. It's not what he calls us to, and the way you were treated was terrible, and I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master Jesus Christ. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.